federal grand jury reportedly asking questions about the former president. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Washington Post reporting the Justice Department is investigating former President Trump as part of a criminal probe into the attempts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The Post reports grand jury witnesses have been asked about conversations they had with Mr. Trump or others in his inner circle on or about January 6th of last year. Attorney General Merrick Garland telling NBC News they make no distinction investigating a former president.
We will hold accountable anyone who was criminally responsible for attempting to interfere with the transfer, legitimate, lawful transfer of power from one administration to the next.
Former President Trump yesterday made his first appearance in Washington since Inauguration Day last year, telling a conference of the America First Institute.
I always say I ran the first time and I won. Then I ran a second time and I did much better. We got millions and millions more votes. And you know what? That's going to be a story for a long time, what a disgrace it was.
The former president did not say if he'd run again in 2024, but predicted a momentous Republican landslide in this year's midterm elections. Former Vice President Pence also spoke in Washington yesterday and told a conservative student conference he and his old boss don't disagree on the issues, but
I truly do believe that elections are about the future. And that it's absolutely essential at a time when so many Americans are hurting, so many families are struggling, that we don't give way to the temptation to look back.
Mr. Pence told the group American freedom and the American dream are under attack. The Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve Board concludes its two-day meeting today, likely with another hike in interest rates. Anticipating early morning Dow futures are trading about 160 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
That massive crinkling sound last night was from millions of lotto tickets being crumpled up, most of them worthless, none of them with the winning combination to claim the $830 million Mega Million dollar jackpot. That means the drawing Friday will be at least worth $1,020,000,000. Going down again, the price of gasoline, 2.5 cents lower today from yesterday, according to the AAA, saying the average price is now just over $4.30 a gallon. The chief executives of some of America's gun makers have been summoned to Capitol Hill today.
The CEOs of Smith & Wesson, Sturm Ruger, and Daniel Defense are all expected to appear before the House Oversight Committee in Washington today. Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, who chairs the committee, wants gun makers to answer as to why their products, such as AR-15-style semi-automatic rifles, are so easily available, referring to them as weapons of war, a characterization most makers and certainly most owners dispute. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Sentencing day today for former Minneapolis police officers J. Alexander Kong and Tu Tao on their federal convictions for depriving George Floyd of his civil rights when he died in police custody 2 years ago. Prosecutors say they will ask for substantially longer terms than the 2.5 years that former officer Thomas Lane got last week. The parents of a girl accidentally killed by Los Angeles police officers last year have gone to court.
Valentina Peralta's parents are suing the Los Angeles Police Department. They claim that they were negligent and failed to render aid after she was shot by an officer in a Burlington store dressing room. Police were responding to a man who became violent and attacked several shoppers. The family claiming in the suit the officers failed their duties, were poorly supervised and poorly trained. The family also filing a wrongful death lawsuit against Burlington Stores and others. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.